Bob, the last thing I'll say about the Penguins is this Tristan Jarry debacle. What is happening here? Josh Yoey had Jarry quoted as saying, I think during the trip, that he couldn't wait to get back to Edmonton to see his family and things
and then
Sullivan and the Penguins claimed that this was all part of the plan, was to send him back across North America in the middle of the trip to go work with their goaltending guy. What?
Makes no sense whatsoever. And then his denial that this is a healthy scratch, it's exactly what it is. I mean, you can term it anything you want to term it.
When did this become, you know, everybody plays Dairy Queen after the game type stuff? How about this? He stinks right now, so he's not playing, and we sent him back home. He's making $28 million, and he's not performing. How about that?
But I also don't know what they gain with it's not the Penguins goalie coach who's working with him, right? It's somebody else?
That's the other thing. It's some other guy that they brought in. Does he have another guy in the offseason he works with? How many different voices are in Tristan Jarry's ear?
That could be a problem.
And the other thing is the corporate feel of the Penguins right now. I think Dubas has brought some of that here. Certainly Fenway Sports Group. You had Werner came in here for an interview with Josh Getzlaf. Didn't even know the name of the arena. And now you have it just this feel like it feels to
this
me
this is
like,
an acquisition.
Yes.
Is what it is.
It feels to me like somebody gave Tristan Jarry a ticket and said, you'll be going to the Department of Goaltending down the hall to the right. It just has that feeling, Bob.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with saying what it is. He is struggling. We paid him a lot of money. We need better from him. And so now he's going to have to go and prove it and earn it down there before we have him back up
down in the Department of Goaltending. Yeah. You ever read the Herman Melville shorts?
I wonder
shorts?
How much of this is hypnosis involved. Do you think that works on athletes? We've talked about this before.
Are they hypnotizing?
Well, I'm asking. Do you think have you ever been hypnotized ever?
Are you really asking
I'm
me
asking
that?
I'm asking you, yes.
No. You?
No. I would like to find someone who didn't say to make a big difference. Like in golf, I know they have hypnotists working with golfers.
Remember when Yager went to the acupuncture guy?
Yes.
Oh, where the Penguins peed off when I called that guy. You know, there's never any information on injuries. I think his name was John Lee, if I'm not mistaken. So I called him, and he went on for an hour about Yager's injured groin, and I wrote a story that didn't settle in well. But yeah, the corporate field. You ever read Herman Melville, Bob, the short story called Bartleby the Scrivener?
No.
Bartleby was a scrivener, which was like a corporate worker of some sort. And he grew very tired of the corporate life, and he became rebellious, but quietly rebellious. He would sit at his seat, and when one of his bosses would come by and tell him to do something, his pat answer was, I would prefer not to, which was great. It ended poorly for Bartleby. I won't give you the ending, but he hated it. It just feels, and I had a former Penguins executive tell me this when Fenway Sports Group took over. He told me that Pittsburgh and Penguins fans like family atmosphere. This is corporate atmosphere, which if you're winning is great, but they're not winning. And it just feels very, very, I can't think of a better word than corporate to me. You?
No, it has the feel of that all the way. And if you saw some of the offseason firings of people in the front office, you know, they missed the playoffs. They didn't get that money they kind of budget for. Just before we're done with the Penguins, I want to give you today's line combinations. Michelle Crecchiolo, Pens Inside Scoop. Now, how about this? Crosby and Malkin are on the same line with Raquel, which leaves open lines 2, 3, and 4 to a bunch of people that I'm not sure where. Hayes is the second line center with Puljujärvi and Beauvillier. Then Eller, Achari, O'Connor, Glass, Bunting. Bunting's down to the fourth line with Pustinen.
Yeah, he's horrible right now. The whole thing is, it's just a bad feel right now. So we'll see what happens with Sully. All right, on to football, Bob. And here's what I would say about the Giants, is there are a couple of problematic issues for the Steelers. One, of course, is Dexter Lawrence, right? Tomlin spoke the truth the other day. If they had a better team, I think he'd be a major front runner for defensive player.
And Ryan McCollum is going to be part of this now. He's going to face that guy, and he's going to need some help.
Yeah, there's going to have to be some scheming involved there. But then you have Brian Burns out on the end with 6.5 sacks, I believe, a bunch of pressures against Dan Moore, who's been decent. He has been decent. Past couple weeks, he's given up some pressures and things of that nature. That's another matchup. And then I think that Daniel Jones is capable of having a decent game. I think he does have talent. So on a given day, I mean, wasn't he two games into the season this big rejuvenation story, Bob?
Yes. It's a big rejuvenation story. They thought
it was.
Listen, the guy has the potential. We've seen guys who have potential. Jameis Winston has, you know, he came in out of not playing, and look what he did.
I should say three games. Yeah, two games.
He got benched last week. I think he's mad. I think he could be motivated. And I think, you know, Malik Nabers is a guy who can do some damage in the secondary
as
well.
Him too, against Joey Porter. There are some ingredients.
I don't expect this to be easy. A lot of people do. And I understand your point earlier about you need to see a statement win, a domination, because this is a team you should be able to dominate.
Right.
But I've also seen where these kinds of games come, and then at the end of it, you're just lucky to survive.
I think my point on Daniel Jones is he's looked at as a complete joke in a lot of circles. I don't consider that to be the case. I don't think necessarily he's even a starting quarterback in the league, but on a given week, he can be pretty good. He's had games where he went 16 of 28 for 202 touchdowns. They lost to Washington by 300 passer rating. Cleveland, 24 of 34, 236, two TDs, no picks, 109.4. This is all this season, obviously.
Look at the Seattle game.
Seattle, 23 of 34, two touchdowns, no picks, 109.6.
All those are on the
road. That was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
On the road, six touchdown passes, no interceptions. He's been pretty good about protecting the ball on the road, I think.
And he's run for 200 yards. So I don't think he's very good. Don't get me wrong. He's certainly not consistently good. But the point is, in a given week, he can actually be very good.
Yeah, and that's what they have to watch out for. And honestly, though, I would expect tonight Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin to come out. And the way Najee Harris has run, given their lack of numbers in the run defense side of this, I got to believe they're going to start there. I think you're going to see more of Mount Washington get involved in this offense. Little tiny passes that result in bigger games because no one wants to tackle him.
Yeah, and Jaylen Warren back on track here.
Yes, and the thing about Russell Wilson, he is much better at throwing the ball short range on target than Justin Fields was.
Yes.
So if those subtle little plays become, instead of turning around, get the ball behind you and you gain three, become 8 yard gains.
Not only is he better short range, he's better long range.
Oh, by far. We've already established that.
Which doesn't leave many more ranges for him to be better at.
But I mean, go back to the play that Warren, it was a hard pass behind the line of scrimmage, a backward pass.
Yeah.
That was just too hot to handle for anyone, I thought.
From Fields, yeah.
So, you know, those little things do add up, and they do mean yards, hidden little yardage.
And they also have a major, major mismatch going into this game that I will tell you about next. I'm talking in favor of the Steelers, a major advantage here.